I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. The Iowa Department of Public Health reports this week there were 11,588 new positive cases in the past 7 days. That was as of Wednesday. The number of new COVID-19 infections remains on the rise in Iowa, as state health officials are reporting more than 11,000 new cases that have been confirmed in the past week. Nearly 30% of the new cases are in children 17 and under. The state is reporting 578 Iowans currently hospitalized with the virus. Most of the COVID patients are not vaccinated. Three more Iowa school districts will begin to require masks in response to this week's ruling by a federal judge that temporarily blocks enforcement of the state's school mandate ban. Starting Monday, West Des Moines and Davenport will ask all students, staff, and visitors to wear masks indoors, and that matches CDC guidelines. So will Lynn Mar Community School District, but only for preschool through sixth grade. However, in Sioux City on Wednesday, a similar mask mandate failed to pass the school board. A plan for redistricting in Iowa calls for the already large 4th District in Northwest Iowa to grow even more. As Radio Iowa reports, the proposed congressional maps show a sprawling 44-county 4th District. The 3rd District includes Des Moines Metro and fans out into a triangle. The 2nd goes from Northeast Iowa, curves around to Ames, and includes Ottumwa and Fairfield. And the 1st Congressional District, the smallest, includes Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, Davenport, Burlington, and Fort Madison. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.